One of my favorite movie scenes ever is from the movie Jaws. If you remember Jaws, it's about this great white shark that's terrorizing the beaches of this New England city close to the 4th of July. Jaws is killing a bunch of people, kids in the water. And so eventually these three guys take a boat and go out on the water to hunt down and kill Jaws, this great white shark. My favorite scene is when they're out on that boat one night and it's quiet. And these three guys, Brody, Quint, and Hooper, are just sitting around the cabin talking, drinking coffee, and they start sharing scar stories with each other, right? And so the first guy says, I got this scar from this one time when all this stuff happened. And the next one says, well, I got that beat. I got this scar from when this happened. And they keep going around until one of them finally points at Quint's arm and says, like, what's that? And he's pointing at a tattoo that Quint had removed. And Quint stops laughing and he says, friends, that's the USS Indianapolis. And everybody gets real serious as Quint tells the story of being on the USS Indianapolis, which was the ship that delivered the bomb to Hiroshima. And on its way back, it got sunk by the Japanese. And all these sailors are in the water all night as these tiger sharks come and start picking them off one by one. And he goes through all of this and he ends the story by saying, 1,100 men went into the water, 316 came out, June 29th, 1945, but we delivered the bomb. And just watching that scene, it's riveting. If you haven't watched the movie, at least go watch that scene, right? And it's just these guys sitting around sharing their scar stories. And sometimes we like to do that. We like to share our scar stories because we realize that every scar has a story, every one. And sometimes those stories are silly, like we can laugh about and say, yeah, I got this one when I was a bonehead and I did this or that. Sometimes they can be a reminder of the worst day of our lives, like the story of that removed tattoo on Quint's arm. Sometimes a scar is a reminder of a defining battle in your life, like this is the scar where they took out the cancer. And even for so many people I know, sometimes those scars are that, yeah, this the story behind this one is I did it to myself. People I've talked to in the course of life say it's I gave myself this scar. I was feeling such inward, invisible pain, I gave myself an outward injury. But whether it's a good story or a brave story or a tragic story, all of our scars have that one thing in common. They all tell a story. And the scar is a reminder of that story. Whether we like it or not, it's a scar that cannot be removed. Some of the scars we may even want to hide from ourselves, but we can't because they're interior, they're spiritual scars. Scars that nobody else may ever see. But we know they're in there with stories that we definitely do not want to tell. And I want to highlight this because in the gospel today, there's a line, and it's one of those lines that is so small and so short, it's easy just to breeze right past it. So here is Jesus. It's now after his resurrection. He's appearing to his apostles, and he says, peace be with you. And then it says, after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. He showed them his hands and his side. That when he saw his disciples, he didn't try to hide his scars. The first thing he does is to show them his scars. The first thing he does is to show them his wounds. He showed them the signs of his humiliation, of his suffering. Because remember, crucifixion was the most embarrassing way ever invented to kill someone. Your dignity is completely stripped from you as you're up there on that cross dying. And scars from that, I would assume, would be reminders of a day you'd rather forget, a reminder of a humiliation you'd rather forget. And remember, too, these disciples are ashamed of themselves. They've abandoned Jesus. Peter was a big old coward. He denied Jesus. He ran away. And it might have been easy for these apostles in this moment of Jesus coming back to assume that maybe he's coming back to get back at them for retribution for what they did. Why wouldn't he be angry with them? He was faithful to them. They were not faithful to him. But here's Jesus, and what's he do? He says peace in the midst of their failure. He says forgiveness in the midst of their sin. And he shows them his hands and his side. And you realize here, like, Jesus kept them. All the other wounds have been healed, right? They're gone. He doesn't have the marks from the crown of thorns or the marks from the lashes he received, so he doesn't have to keep these. And yet he keeps the wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. He kept them. Why? Because the scars of his humiliation are the scars of our hope. Right? The reminders of his humiliation is the story of our hope, because we know our scars, and therefore we know our story. But do we know his scars so we can know his story? His scars are a reminder that he won't get rid of. And what are they reminding us of? They're reminding us of his unending love. They're reminding us of his unquenchable mercy. It's no wonder, and did you catch this? It's almost at the same moment that Jesus shows them his wounds is the exact same moment that Jesus gives priests the ability to forgive sins. Right? I don't know if you caught that in here. Jesus shows them his scars, this reminder that won't go away. At almost the exact same moment, he breathes onto the apostles and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Those whose sins you retain are retained." So he gave the sacrament of confession at the very moment he held up a reminder of his mercy. Because what is mercy? Mercy is the love we don't deserve. Mercy is always that love that we don't deserve. Mercy is given the most at the moment we deserve it the least. That's one of the reasons we call today the Feast of Divine Mercy, which I believe is one of the most powerful, important devotions of our time. And I don't often say this about devotions, because devotions are kind of these pick them as you like kind of things. But I would say everyone in this church, everyone in the world, we need to have a devotion to divine mercy. We need to have a devotion to the divine mercy chaplet, right, which we pray on the beads of the rosary. Well, why is that? Because we live in a time that's unprecedented, in a time that has forgotten sin. And because it's a time that has forgotten sin, it's a time that has neglected mercy. We don't understand why Jesus has kept these wounds, these scars that won't go away, because they remind us of the ugliness of sin and what it does. And they remind us of the power of his mercy. And a mercy that can be so powerful in people's lives that we might actually choose sometimes to resent it. Because our mercy has a limit. And I know my love has a limit. But God's love does not. And sometimes we may see Jesus' mercy being extended to people who have caused serious scars on us, on people we love, heck, just in the news. People who have done despicable things only to find out that at the last moment of their life, they go and make a good confession and are forgiven by God. And we can see that. And in our hearts, we go, not fair. Not fair. You might say they don't deserve that mercy. And you would be right. They don't deserve to be loved like that. That's true. And neither do I. And neither do you. But mercy is the love we don't deserve. And mercy is given the most when we deserve it the least, but when we need it the most. And this is the last thing. Jesus shows us his wounds so that we won't be afraid to show him ours. Jesus shows us those scars so we won't be afraid to show him ours. Because there are wounds that won't go away in our lives. There are scars that stay. And your scars tell a story. And Jesus Christ's scars tell a story. And they say something that should never be forgotten. They say something that actually can't be forgotten. That even on our darkest day, even with our worst wounds, even with our saddest scars, that because of his unending mercy, those wounds and those scars, they have a place in his. And when we place our scars in his story has the power to change our story. Amen.